Macmillan Audio presents My Ex-Life by Stephen McCauley. Read for you by George Newbern.
Nope. It was not the happiest moment of David Hedges' life. Soren, his partner of 5 years, had left him. He'd gotten fat. And somewhere in the midst of that, he'd woken up one day and realized he was no longer in his 20s. Or his 40s. The last person he expected to hear from was Julie Fisk. He and Julie had a history, albeit an ancient and complicated one. They hadn't seen each other in almost 30 years, hadn't spoken in more than 20. And David assumed that their story, like a few other things in his life, his desire to visit Petra, his vow to study piano, his sexual relevance, had ended. This didn't diminish her importance to him. His memories of her lingered, faded by the years in flattering ways. In his mind, they were still best friends. He hoped the separation had boosted her image of him as well. He knew he was best appreciated in small doses and at great distances, a fact that bothered him less than he suspected it should. He heard of Julie Fisk infrequently through a few mutual friends and an occasional late-night computer perusal when he was feeling maudlin. Oh, Julie. He'd pieced together scraps and had come to the conclusion that she had a happy life.